Turn to Mark chapter 6. It is I. Be not afraid. Aren't those comforting words? I've been looking at this for a couple of weeks. And that statement is so comforting. It is I. Don't be afraid. Nothing relieves our fears like His Word and His presence. Nothing. Nothing causes us more fear than His absence. His absence. Not being able to sense His presence. Not having His Word. But nothing relieves it like His Word and His presence. Now, verse 45, Christ sends the people away. And I'm not talking about a crowd this size. Someone said it's probably between 10 and 20,000 people total, women, children. He told His disciples, He constrained them, because I'm sure they wanted to stay there with Him. Help send the crowd away, you know. But He said, no, you get in the ship. And you go to the other side. Because He's going to go to a mountain to pray alone. He's going to go and make intercession, is what He's going to do. And the people, I'm sure, did not want to leave. He had healed, He fed them, He had healed, He preached to them. I can only imagine what it would have been like to have literally sat there and listened to the gracious words fall from His lips. Every word full of meaning, full of wisdom, full of truth. And that crowd was in no hurry to leave. So He stays there and He sends them away. And I thought, as I was putting these notes together, oh, for that day when we will not have to depart. When we will not have to go back to our homes, but we will be forever with the Lord. Oh, for that day. And in verse 46, when He sent them away, they go back to their homes, He departed into a mountain to pray. He goes into this mountain to be alone. He did this often. Our Lord did this often. And He is our example in this. Let's pay attention here. Don't let this simple statement here just go right past us. He sent them away. He got away from the crowd, got the crowd away, got the disciples away. And then He went away by Himself into a mountain to pray, to commune with His Father, and to make intercession for His own. He just spoke and He preached to a multitude, and some of that multitude were His. And I just believe that He prayed for them, that the message would have its effect, that they had just heard Him speak. He made intercession for them. Now, if our Lord prayed often, ought we not to do the same? Should we not seek often to get alone and to speak with our Father? To commune with our Father? We ought to do it. It is so important to spend time alone with God. So important. Now, once again, they are on the sea. They are about to do business, once again, in deep water. Once again, they're about to do business in deep water. And the Lord is preparing them. He's preparing them for all the trials and the troubles that's coming. They're going to meet with some tough ones. They're going to be martyrs. And there's going to be a time when He's going to die, going to be buried, rise again, and go back to the Father, and they are not going to be able to see Him. You see, the first time He's in the boat with them, asleep. This time He's not in the boat with them. He's back on land. And they're on that boat. And they're going to have to learn to trust Him when they can't see Him. Just like you can't see Him, can you? I can't see Him. But we trust Him. And we've got to learn to trust Him when we can't even detect where He is. Can't even sense His presence. We have to learn to trust Him. So once again, they're on the sea. They're about to do business in deep water. And they are once again going to be afraid. They're going to be afraid. And this will serve them well as time goes by and they're about to die. They're about to give their lives as martyrs for the gospel. I bet you they weren't as afraid then as they are here. They're more afraid here in this boat than they were when they were about ready to be martyred. Another trial from above is about to descend upon them. They don't know it. They don't know what's coming, but He does. He sent them out there on purpose by themselves. It's called training. Training. That's what it is. I thought of this last night. Our lives are like chapters in a book. They are. Each chapter is full of the purpose of God. Every chapter is full of meaning. It's full of suspense. It has its ups and downs. I'm on chapter 57. What chapter are you on? I'm on chapter 57. And it's getting interesting. I'm telling you, I see it as interesting. I'm waiting to see what's going to happen. This is of God. And I'm interested. Falling apart. I'm interested. I'm about to see the hand of God do something. Isn't that interesting? It is. One time, Cole and I I was reading the book. He was only about 3 or 4 years old. We were reading a book. And I said to him, I said, let's just get in the book. So we acted like we got in the book. I acted like I dove in like this, and then he acted like he dove in. And we started looking around, and I would read it, and I would act like we were looking at the trees. You know, we were just in the book. I'm living my story. I'm living my book. And you are too. And they are. They're on whatever chapter they're on, they're out there on the sea. This is that chapter. And they're going to learn something. They're going to learn to trust Him when they can't see Him. It's going to serve them well down the road. It's going to. So in verse 47, they're on the sea, they can't see Him. And He's on the land. But He can see them. And when evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and He alone on the land. And He saw them toiling in rowing. He saw them. A storm is going on right now. The sea is boisterous. The wind is blowing hard. Someone said they are about 3 miles out. And yet it says what? He saw them. He saw them toiling. He's standing there on his... Would you be able to see him?
No.
I wouldn't be able to see him. You wouldn't be able to see him. He's it. He could. He's God. He's God. Thou God seest me. He sees my toiling. He sees my rowing against the wind. He sees my pain. He sees it. He sees it because he brought it up on me. Is that right? Whose wind is it? Whose wind is it? Remember, it's his wind that comes out of his what? It says treasure. It's treasure house. It's his wind. It's his storm. He put him in the boat. He constrained. Get in the boat. You get out there. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to teach you something. And then when they get out there, they're rowing. And I mean, they're rowing and toiling. That means they were in pain. They were rowing so hard, they were in pain. I got a little glimpse of this last year. I was out at Greenbow in a one-man canoe. Now, if you ever want to get alone, just get a one-man canoe. Nobody can go with you. You have to have by yourself. And I'm in a one-man canoe, and I mean the wind was blowing. I didn't get 250 yards, maybe 300 yards from the marina. And I thought, I can't do this. So I turned it around, and I'm headed back into the wind. I didn't think I was going to make it in. I rode and I rode, and the wind blew me this way, and I rode, and I was digging. I mean, I was like digging a grave. I was digging, trying to get back shore. And when I got back to the marina, I was exhausted. My shoulders and my back were killing me, trying to row against that wind. And it was nothing what they're rowing against. Nothing. Toiling. That's what, you know, trials make us do that. They make us toil, and they're painful. And they hurt, but they have a purpose. But he sees them, it says. He sees them toiling, rowing against the wind. Their strength was no match for the wind. Our strength is no match for anything we go through, is it? Is there anything weaker than a human being? I mean, a dog can have a pup out in the wilderness and it'll survive longer than we would. We have to be carried for years. I mean years. Years before we can be set on our own. What animal out there takes care of their young for 18 years? Or 20 or whatever. What animal does that? Only this one. Only this person. Only the human race, because we're so weak. Animals learn how to survive in just a short period of time. It takes us forever to learn how to do it. Weak. Weak. If it were not for the power of Christ, we would be consumed. And it wouldn't take much. Not much. But this trial, you know, they're out there on the sea. They are afraid. They're rowing hard. They're toiling. They're trying. They're trying their best to keep that boat going in the right direction, keeping it upright. They're doing everything they can do. But this trial is going to bring them. Now listen, it's going to bring them another display of His power. They're going to get another glimpse of His glory, of His power, and of His Godhood. This is God. This is God. Would you see, let me ask you something, I want you to answer this seriously to yourself. Would you see the power of God? Would you see it? I'm not talking about just making the sun come up every day. I'm talking about to see the power of God in your life. Would you see it? Then don't complain when the storm comes. Because that's when you're going to see it. Don't complain when it starts to storm. It's hard. And you're rowing hard. Don't complain because you're about to see the power of God. That's so proven throughout the Scriptures here. I thought last night, we need to learn to be riders of the storm instead of criers in it. You're always crying. Learn how to ride it. They saw him, verse 49. In verse 48, and he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking. They didn't expect that. They've seen him raise the dead. They have watched him cast out demons. They just watched him feed thousands and thousands of people. They've watched him heal. And now they're about to watch him walk on water. This is their Lord. This is the one they have left everything to follow. They are about to watch him walk on water, and he walked upon the sea and would have passed by them. And he's going to the other side where he told him to go. He's not going to pass by them. You know that. He's going to make them cry out. He's going to teach them something here. He doesn't just pass his children by, not when they're in trouble. They saw him and were troubled. And the reason they were troubled, they didn't recognize him. You reckon if we'd ever recognize God's hand in our situation, we wouldn't be so troubled? You reckon? If we just recognize the hand of God in it, we wouldn't be so troubled. They didn't recognize him. He's walking. Scripture says he walks upon the wings of the wind. He's walking. This sea is boisterous. And listen, he's not leaning into the wind trying to get to him. He just walks. That wind has no effect on him. That storm has no effect on him. He's walking upon it. Now, I have to say this. If you're walking on something, you pretty much have control of it. Don't you? You pretty much have control of it. And he's walking on this storm. This storm's his. It just screams. It just screams, under my control. Under my control. But when he saw their fear, immediately, he didn't just back off and stand there and just say, well, I'm just going to wait a minute. I'll just watch it. Immediately, when he saw their fear, he talked with them. He talked with them. And when they saw him walking upon the sea in verse 49, they supposed it had been a spirit. They cried out. They were scared to death. They cried out like a bunch of kids being scared to death. Well, they all saw him and were troubled, and immediately, he talked with them, and he said unto them, be of good cheer, be of good comfort. It is I. Be not afraid. Be of good cheer. I'm in a storm here. I'm in a storm. Be of good cheer. I'm in trouble. Be of good comfort. It's I. Be not afraid. Why be of good cheer? Here is the reason why to be of good cheer. It is I. Is that enough? Is that enough? His presence is something to be cheerful about. Two things that will relieve our fears: His presence and His Word. That's it. That's it. Whoever perished having Christ, it's I. Be not afraid. It is I, your friend, not a spirit. It is I, your Lord and Master. It is I, your Savior. It is I, your Redeemer. It is I, your Mediator. It is I, your High Priest. It is I, your Shepherd. It is I, your God. Be not afraid. It's I. And His Word, He spoke to them. He spoke to them. Lord, speak. Speak to my heart. Speak to the heart of these people. If you want comfort, that's the only way you're going to get it. As if He speaks it. Be not afraid. It's all under control. I want you to notice something. Verse 51. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased. It ceased. It stopped. There was another great calm. They experienced their own weakness. And once again, they experienced His power. The wind ceased. It all calmed down. Nothing can calm our fears like His presence and His Word. Nothing. And there's something else I want to notice. I want you to notice here. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased. The trial stopped. It had an end. They all have an end. Remember the first time they were in the boat, and they said, "Carest thou not that we perish?" And he stood up and rebuked the wind and the sea. And it was a great calm. Every trial has its end. It has its beginning, it has its purpose, it has its lesson, and it has its end. And He's the master of it. Our Lord is the master of it. And they marveled, it said in verse 51, I'm going to wind this down. They marveled. They were astonished. It says here, and he went up unto them in the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore. They weren't just amazed. They were amazed out of measure. Sore amazed in themselves. Beyond measure. Stunned. And they wondered again. And they considered not the miracle of the loaves. That's why they were so stunned. They just forgot what they had witnessed. But you know what? Take comfort in this. These are His children. These are believers. These are believers. These men believed Him. Except one. And the reason they were so stunned is that their heart was hardened. Aren't you glad we have Him as a mediator? I'm so glad we have Him as the mediator, the sacrifice, our all in all, because we wouldn't make it. We forget. We forget. Remember the last time the Lord really delivered you? Well, let me see. Let me see. Have to think about that. So forgetful. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret, and drew to the shore. And they, when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him. His fame went abroad. Went abroad. And look what happened. I wish we could still do this today. We just don't. We don't. But I wish we would. They ran through that whole region round about. They were... The Lord is here. And they ran through that region. And I guarantee you the first place they ran to was home. And every person they had in that house that was sick, they took them. The Lord's here. There's hope. Hope just walked into town. Hope just arrived. And they all scattered. I can just see these people in my mind all scattered going and getting the sick and the people, the relatives and stuff. And you got to come. You have to. Well, when's the last time, I'm talking to me now, I preach to me. When's the last time we compelled somebody to be here and hear this good news? When's the last time we really did that? When's the last time I did it? Compelled them to come. You got to come and listen. You got to hear. The only hope you have is Christ. Frank said this morning, look to Him. It's the only hope we have. We don't have any other hope. There is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. Nobody. No other name. No other name. They ran through that whole region round about and began to carry about in beds. They carried Him there. Picked Him up and carried Him. In beds, those that were sick. Where they heard He was. Is He here? Is the Lord here? I wonder if we'd compel somebody to come if we really believed He was here. I don't know. And whithersoever He entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets. They just stretched them out in the streets. And they besought Him that they might touch, if it were but the border of His garment. And as many as touched Him were made whole. Made whole. It is I. Be not afraid. Be not afraid.